To me, it's like, if they already committed, that how this girl is allowed to do it when they're already there in a team paper?
They're in a fine line as we speak.
So it's like, how is that possible?
And
so
also, like, she's so, again, not blaming her because she's so young. Usually at that age, you do what your elders tell you to do. Right.
Yes. The doctors give you something. Yeah.
Your doctors.
You're believing what the doctor's giving you.
Yeah. But, like, she, it's not like, yes, it's a great opportunity to be there at 15, don't get me wrong, but like she still has time to like come back and compete again.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Nobody you know. That's right. Welcome to the Nobody You Know podcast. They might not be famous, but they certainly have a lot to say. Join Ash, SB, Emmy, and Gus as they discuss everything from celebrity gossip, trends, pop culture, hit movies and TV shows, social media, and even some juicy personal life experiences and opinions. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of Nobody You Know, starring Ash, SB, Emmy, and Gus, episode 12. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you're watching, welcome. And today, we're going to start our episode with the Winter Olympics. Since it just ended, let's kick it off with Emmy.
Yeah, so this Winter Olympics, we have a few medals.
Just a few.
Just a few.
Just a few.
So we're number four.
Really?
We are number four. Number one is Norway.
Oh. I mean,
interesting.
Norway is big in winter.
It is.
It's winter, like
365 days of the year. So, yeah, I mean.
Number two is Germany.
Of course.
Number three is China,
The home country,
and we are number four.
Okay,
and we are right. USA.
So going back,
what about China? China. What about Russia?
Russia is ninth.
Ninth.
Interesting.
Wow.
And we have a lot to speak about Russia in the next couple of minutes.
So in total, we have eight gold medals.
Nice.
And then we have 10 silver medals. And then we have 7, what is it? Bronze?
Bronze.
Bronze medals.
Cool.
Do we know how many sports are in the Winter Olympics compared to the regular Olympics? Because, you know, when you see how many medals.
The it's summer.
It's quite different because you see 100.
Right.
And so, you know.
The U.S. dominates a lot in the summer. In the summer Olympics.
We have swimming, gymnastics.
I feel like there's a lot more sports in the summer.
Yeah.
For sure.
There's a lot more. Yeah.
That is pretty interesting. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I was expecting like 25 medals, 30 medals, not 8.
Right.
Right.
You know, like.
Exactly.
But.
It goes to show.
It does.
Yeah.
It's
pretty crazy.
It is pretty crazy.
It was so nice to see Shaun White in his last Olympics.
It was. He didn't place,
definitely left a very memorable like career. He really introduced the sport to many athletes and really made it to what it is today. So congrats, Shaun White, on a very bright career, very successful career, because you really left a legacy in the sport of the half pipe. So it's very nice, very nice retirement. Enjoy your retirement.
Yeah.
I don't really know much about the Olympics because Colombia basically don't go to these Olympics. We barely go to the regular Olympics.
Right.
Is there a reason for that? Like,
where are they going to train?
It's
like literally one mountain in Colombia that has snow.
I'm sure
they could have gone to Norway or somewhere to train because that's what Olympic athletes do. Like they actually go somewhere to compete.
Maybe they just don't like to be cold.
I know
you don't like to be cold, or anything like that.
That's probably one of the main things why we don't go there. But I think there were a couple competitors from Colombia, but I don't even want to look the statistics. So
sad.
Let's move on.
Yes.
Do we want to go into the politics? The like, how do you say this?
I feel like we all sound like we're on like a nervous first date where we're like, this is like,
should we not? No. I think it's a normal conversation.
It is a normal conversation.
Yeah. The whole Camilla, the figure skater from Russia, and her positive drug test, which is very unfortunate because it really shows the Olympic Committee on their integrity of the sports as a whole. And it's a disrespect to all the athletes that dedicate their whole lives to this event. Mm-hmm. And I don't even blame the girl. She's 15 years old. She's a minor. Yeah. Like, come on. And I think comparing it to, of course, Sha'Carri from the Summer Olympics when she was competing to get into the Olympics and how they found her drug test positive and how that reaction and how that situation was handled and very different than Camilla's is very
disturbing.
How else can you say this? Mm-hmm. I mean,
unfair. And I also think it would be a little surprising if you're listening or watching podcasts, if you didn't already know. But in case you're not aware, the girl from Russia, Camilla, she tested positive for heart medication, which can be known to actually improve your performance. Mm-hmm. Whereas Sha'Carri, she was tested positive for marijuana, which is actually legal in the state that she was mm-hmm. currently competing in, mm-hmm. and is not a performance-enhancing drug. And so that's like what this big controversy is all
this
about.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to, marijuana's not going to make you a better performer.
right.
But the other one could make you a better performer.
Exactly. Yeah. Either way, they're both illegal drugs for the Olympics, but why did Camilla have that
opportunity to still perform or compete? Yeah.
Because you could argue that both of them had a very, they were slated to take gold, right? I mean, like everyone was saying that both girls had huge promise.
Exactly.
So they're like, you could say they're like on the same level as far as like athleticism.
Right.
And so like, why is one given the opportunity and the other one not?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, it says a lot. I mean, it's very crystal clear what the problem is, systemic issues, and the Olympics as a whole. I mean, where does the integrity stand? Where is it?
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, it's so unfair, not only in that, but like, why does Russia has to go by a different name too? It's because they have some problems with that already.
Exactly. I always wondered that, and Gus was the one who told me like what that meant, because I didn't even, I was like, why is Russia like the
R-O-C?
R-O-C. Yeah, R-O-C. I didn't know.
I was like, that's so weird. In the summer, we were like, what is that?
What's rock? Like, I was like, which country is rock?
It's them. Yeah.
They committed some.
I was like, I never heard of that country.
To me, it's like, if they already committed that, how this girl is allowed to do it when they already, they're in a team paper.
They're in a fine line as we speak. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how is that possible?
And
so
also, like, she's so, again, not blaming her because she's so young. Usually at that age, you do what your elders tell you to do.
Right. Yes. The doctors give you something. Yeah.
You're believing what the doctor's giving you.
Yeah. But, it's a great opportunity to be there at 15, don't get me wrong, but like, she still has time to like come back and compete again.
Mm-hmm.
So why are they acting like this is like her one and only chance? And to be honest, like, I do think karma came through. Like, she shouldn't have been allowed to compete, but like, I think she knew deep down that she didn't deserve to be there, and I think it affected her performance.
Absolutely.
She didn't do well. Like, everyone was like, she's for sure gonna win the gold, and like, that didn't happen. She just kind of fell apart like out there.
Right.
I mean, naturally.
Karma kind of like put that in place.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I think if like the Olympic Committee is gonna be so like moral about like, I can understand from one perspective, like when the thing with Sha'Carri happened, like, to just be like, okay, yes, marijuana is on there. No, don't do this
don't
list.
Do this.
But, like, then they need to give everyone the exact
same treatment.
Yeah.
For everyone.
So it's like, if you're going to say that, no exceptions for anyone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It comes down to that.
Because I think that's how she felt. Like, she took it. Like, okay, I did something wrong. I'm getting punished by that. And I take my responsibility because I did it, regardless of the situation.
Yeah.
And to see that this person also has this red flag And she was allowed. That is so wrong.
That's a hard pill to swallow. It's so hard.
I mean, I will feel exactly like her. Am I just this because I'm black?
Yeah. Right. No, I mean,
It feels like that's what it was about.
There's nothing else.
And she's also, completely do you think correct.
Does it have anything to do with the sport itself also, do you think? Or do you think it's just purely, like, race? Like, do you think it's also, like, there's more, like, prestige or something with figure skating? Or, like, versus, like, track?
I don't think it's that.
I think it comes down to race. It comes down to also maybe even something political between Russia and the Olympic Committee. Maybe something deeper.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, but then that exposed even more how they could be even more corrupt than we think.
Right. You know,
like, are these people there for their value, or are they there because they are placed by their nations?
I mean,
I think people keep getting like smarter and smarter, like how they take these performance enhancing drugs. Like just listening to podcasts about Lance Armstrong a couple months ago, and like he was like an American hero. Like I remember wearing his like little yellow bracelet thing in like eighth grade. It was like all the rage in my middle school.
Yeah,
because like everyone just thought like he was such a hero. And then like when he got in trouble for like the fact that he was taking all of these performance enhancing things, and the steps that they went to like he basically like forced everyone on his team to take it. They didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
And he was just like, you're either with me or you're never gonna perform again in this sport. And he had so many like endorsement deals and stuff that he like there was one guy on his team who was gonna rat him out and like had evidence, but he was like, I'm gonna take all of your endorsement deals. He like called all those companies, and the other guy, like, he lost his career, he lost millions of dollars, all because Lance like called the company and was like, this guy's like not a good guy, you gotta get rid of him. And they listened to him because at that point he was like God to the world, you know? So, like, and that was, like, quite a while ago. And, like, just the fact that they would take other people's blood and, like, put it in them, so that, like, when they would get tested, that no one would even know. It's just nuts.
It is nuts how corrupt it was. I mean, it probably still
that's
is.
That's what I mean. Like, I think they're just getting smarter and smarter how they do it. And it just makes you wonder how many of the other athletes are also doing
stuff. And, like, that is so sad because it kills their sport. It kills the true people who are there. It kills the young people. It kills the generations. It kills your sport. Because, like, I'm never going to feel like I'm going to be able to compete with you because you are doing all these enhancing drugs that are going to make you better. So why do I have to put my sweat, tears, blood, everything when you are just doing this? Like, what is my sacrifice?
The respect for it, too.
And like you get to this dark place, I think, where you're like, okay, like, do I either give up the sport I love or do I crack and do what everyone else is doing so that I can keep doing it? It's kind of like, you know, if someone came to us and they're like, you can either give up your dream of dancing, like, and never dance again, because like there's no way in hell you can compete, or I can give you this pill or whatever, and like you'll be able to keep doing what you love to do.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough situation to be in.
It is very tough.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like their dream is to go to the Olympics and win a gold medal.
That's it. That's it.
But it is so sad how that became.
Yeah.
I mean, also, I think it's worse, for example, like with Lane, to later find out and like basically be removed of everything.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's like, oh, it kills that kid that is looking up to him to be the best.
Yeah. And it wasn't even just kids. Like, there was that, but then there was like the whole like cancer survivor thing.
Yes.
Which he had done, but then like everyone with the cancer out there was probably like, if he can go on to be like an Olympic athlete, like, and recover from cancer, like, so can I. And then when you find out, like, yes, he did recover from cancer, but like when you find out the Olympic athlete part of it was with assistance from performance enhancing drugs, it makes you like probably feel like that hope that you had is taken away from you. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
That's crazy.
I think it's safe to say that we hope that Camilla gets that support, you know, when she get when she returns home, and the guidance and that advice, and hopefully can compete clean and for all the athletes have that opportunity.
I don't know why I don't see her competing ever again.
I mean, this experience is definitely traumatizing. Yeah. So
she's 15.
She's 15.
If she was 20, 22, I might be a different story. But 22 for a figure skating is basically your end, anyways.
Right.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be surprised if she came back again. Maybe. But
hopefully, but the thing is, like, it's probably such a big thing that the whole world was hating you because of doing a drug that everybody else told you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I think at such a young age.
I hope for her sake, A, she's learned a lesson. B, people will be forgiving to a certain extent because of her age. And I do think that, like, some countries have more pressure that they apply to their athletes.
Yes.
And I know that Russia is known sometimes for being one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, I don't wish bad things upon her, I guess is what I'm saying. I hope that this isn't the end of her career. I hope she's really learned her lesson. And, like, I think, you know, she did see some of the effects in that and just how it affected her performance.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So I guess we'll see, you know, we'll see next Olympics if she comes back. I'm sure it will be, you know, a very scary moment for her. Maybe it could be her redemption too. Who knows? We'll see.
At the same time, this could be a great moment for her to also advocate for mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Simone Biles did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think that's kind of what happens to her. She had the pressure to be the number one,
right.
The new Michael Phelps, the new team. Mm-hmm. Like, she had that
all
that
on
pressure.
Her shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the pressure couldn't let her perform.
No.
And, like, that's totally normal. And that's okay.
Yeah. And that's okay.
It happens to so many athletes and artists, I feel like, because I have this favorite book, and it's just like, oh, this is a mind-blowing read. It's called Shantaram. And my dad was reading it because I sent the book to him as a gift, and he loved it too. And I was, like, reading some reviews about it and trying to find another book by this author. And his sequel to the first one, which the first one has all of these awards, the most amazing, like, reviews ever. And then his sequel was, like, apparently, like, a major, major letdown. And it took him, I think, like, 7 or 8 years to write the sequel.
Wow.
Probably almost even 10 years maybe is what I read. And, like, because probably he felt so much, like, when you have something that's, like, mind-blowing, and then you have to, like,
how do you compete to that?
You have to, like, produce something just as good, if not better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think many of us would not be able to, like...
Yeah, I mean, that's why sometimes a lot of people, when they see an amazing movie, they are like, please don't make a second one.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's so hard when you have all this recognition, all this money, everything, and then suddenly it's like... Should I make a sequel?
Yeah.
Should I not? Should I just leave it there as, like, the perfect legacy?
Right.
Yeah. Because you have the people who are like, no, don't do it. And then you have the people who are, like, pressuring. They're like,
I want to see what happens.
Exactly.
Or, like, you know, they're giving you money, like, an advance paycheck. Like, if you write the second one or whatever, you know.
Exactly. And it happens in all areas of the profession.
Everything.
Even in music.
Music, artists.
In music, you know, you see, I was even talking about this the other day, like, how they just keep taking out music and songs and everything. And it's just about the quality and not the quantity, not the actual essence of the song, of the music, of the lyrics, of the art itself. But it's just like being up there, taking out singles more and more and featuring this and featuring this and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is in all aspects of the profession, all around. Sports, music, art, everything.
It's like almost like an oversaturation. And I think as humans too, we appreciate things less when they're just, like, being regurgitated all over us. Like,
it loses value.
Yeah, because I can even remember, like, you would have to wait, like, a year or 2 years for someone's album to come out and, like, their next number one hit. And it's like what you were saying the other day. And now it's just, like, hit this week, hit next week, hit this, hit that. And, like, you don't have to wait for anything, so it doesn't seem special anymore.
It's not special anymore. And the heat lasts 3 days.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And that's another thing.
That's it.
That's it. It really is.
Yeah.
I
mean,
exactly.
This is also, we can also compare it to money.
Mm-hmm.
The more you print money, the more value you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the more it devalues the money.
Mm-hmm.
So it applies for everything.
It literally in everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Literally. You know, like right now, that's the problem we're having. Why are we having so much inflation? Because they print so much money. So the money devalues.
Exactly.
Like, you know, even we can apply it to everything. That's kind of crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy how that goes. Wow. Yeah. Full circle.
We went
full circle.
Yes. Do we want to go into our next topic?
Let's move on to our next topic.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of money, we can talk about Melania Trump.
Yes, please.
And,
let's go into it.
So there's a lot of scandal with Melania Trump right now. She basically, so Florida is investigating her because there's a Trump event, a charity event that Melania Trump was starting that cost up to $50,000 per ticket. That's for like a VIP ticket to her high tea charity event. And it turns out, you know, this was going to be for a charity for kids. But Florida was investigating it, and they found out that the charity doesn't exist. It doesn't seem to be existing. It's not registered. So
that is so shady.
That's shady.
And so I guess the cheapest ticket was $3,000. The highest ticket's $50,000. No one knew what the percentage of charity, like ticket proceeds, were to be given to high charity. But regardless, it's pretty sketchy. I think given, you know, also like the fact that the whole like her husband has also been investigated for similar misusage of charity funds. It's just really scandalous.
It is very scandalous. I feel like, let's say, even if you don't have the charity, at least have it pretend that it is pending in the registration.
Yeah.
Or like something.
Yeah.
But like to don't even be registered.
Right.
It's like, that's clear what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And at the same time, I mean, I'm not a huge believer in charities because the charities are created by the rich people to avoid taxes and to kill more money.
I mean, not all of them.
Not all of them. I know. We always have this conversation. Yeah.
I don't want to discourage people from like not giving money to charity.
And I don't want that either. I just think sometimes it's more valuable when you do it yourself. Like you want to give to somebody, like you really want to know where the money is going from and how.
Absolutely.
Because if you just see, I'm going to save Africa and the Amazons and all of these things. Half of those things are bullshit.
Well, that's very important that you bring that up. Yep. It's important to see it. Like, it's important to know if you're really helping the organization that you're being told is. Right. I mean, that's valid. Yeah. That's valid.
And, like, see it in action. See the money moving.
Absolutely.
Because you can promise the war. I mean, I can make a website right now and promise you the war. That doesn't mean I'm going to do it.
Absolutely.
So, like, please do your research.
Absolutely.
Do the things that you have to do. And, like,
definitely.
Of course, if you have the means that you can do it, donate. That's always encouraged.
Yes.
Because you don't know who you are going to be able to save, literally.
Yes. Or change somebody's life or make someone happier. Yes. Or
but do your research. Yeah. Because I will say 60 to 70% are scams.
And that's
so insane. I was just looking it up because I've actually looked this up a while ago because, I mean, I wish I was in a place where I could give more money to charities, but every once in a while I do like to give. And if you are interested in giving and making sure that it is legit and it's not like a Melania Trump type situation, there's five things you can do. So you can check if, so like any charity you give to should have an employer identification number, so an EIN.
Correct.
Charities must register annually with the IRS and applicable state governments. So, for example, Melania didn't do that, and so that's why it wasn't registered.
Right.
Legitimate charities should not have or should have a way of donating to them that is not exclusively by cash, gift card, or wire transfer.
Okay.
And then charities must be able to provide tax receipts for donations. And last but not least, legitimate charities should tell you what donations will be used for.
Okay.
Just, you know, just a little education in case you want to give. I mean, I did my research with mine and I feel good about the one that I'm doing. But
I mean,
this also brings us to the second topic with Melania. So she recently had an auction with NFTs. Right?
Yes.
And, I don't know, somebody gave her the idea that she maybe should create demand, right? So what do you think she did? She bought her own NFTs.
Of course she did.
It's like, but this is the best thing. Like, this is why crypto and all of these things are going to bright the light of how many scams and how many things the people who are at the top do.
Exactly.
How many shitty things they do.
Right. Of course.
For because you can track anything on the blockchain.
Right. Right.
So she's not even they are not even this smart. She created the NFTs. For creating an NFT, you have to have a wallet address. So the wallet address that created the NFT was the same wallet that bought the NFT.
Oh.
Somebody didn't tell her you can create another wallet
yeah.
and then just buy it from there.
Clearly, she doesn't have a good finance bro next to her.
So it's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, people are going to know it the second you do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Such a scam. So it's like, who wants to believe in that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. How am I going to believe that you're doing the right thing?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, like,
exactly.
Regardless of whatever, it's like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even out of the White House, they're still making headlines.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah.
They're like the political Kardashians, honestly.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. They still find a way to get their name out there. Not in a good way, but.
And, there is nothing wrong to being Republican or Democrat or Green or whatever. It doesn't matter because at the end, half of those people are also corrupted.
Exactly.
But it's like you're pretending to help the you're pretending to help your people.
Yeah.
By robbing them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
How, you know, like sometimes I feel like we need to change everything.
Mm-hmm. Start from scratch.
Start from scratch with these politicians. Like, these politicians should be banned.
Yeah, for real.
Like, all of them. Like, I'm not saying just them. Like, all of them. Like, you know?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I saw a news too. I think this happened like 2 days ago. Where right now, politicians and federal members, like the ones who control the money, cannot buy bonds, cannot buy crypto, cannot buy stocks.
Oh,
rightfully so. Why do you took so long? These people are the ones who make the rules.
Mm-hmm.
So why now?
It's
because
like
they're being caught manipulating the market.
Right.
They're being caught manipulating
everything.
You're giving
answers to the test, my friend.
So it's like, how they do this now? Because you're being caught. So if you haven't been caught, you will still do it and make millions out of the public.
Exactly.
By robbing them. It's so.
Yeah.
Yo.
It's so messed up.
It's so messed up.
That's intense.
It's like, you should be there taking care of us because we are the ones who are giving you a job. We are the ones who are giving you their.
It comes down to that. It comes down to that. When when it's time for elections, your local, nationwide elections, you're choosing someone for you to represent you and your and your issues and your problems in your community. That's what you want. That voice, that helping hand, not someone that's not doing what you voted for. Exactly.
Yeah. Don't even get me going with the democracy of elections. You get to elect. Right, the president, but you don't even get to elect it because it's by this electoral college thing.
Right,
makes zero sense. Then that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get to pick who goes to the, who's the one in charge. You don't get to pick the federal. You don't get to even vote on the rules that he wants to make.
Right, no.
It's like democracy that is not democracy. Anyways, let's keep going.
I'm sure there's people out there who might have some stuff to say about that.
Oh,
for
I bet.
Sure.
Oh, for sure.
But, you know, it's good to talk about politics and just everyone can have different
opinions.
It's
called free speech, guys.
And, yeah, and it's
great. It's called free speech.
And we don't want to have the, you know, the death of authenticity where it's like,
yeah.
It's so important to, like, keep free speech around, even if we don't
agree with
people.
With it.
You don't
it's
agree.
Okay
because
to
the
just
second
talk
that
about
we
it.
Say it's not okay, that's when we really do.
Exactly.
Lose
and
our freedom,
like, that's what we want. We want to be able to create conversations, not division.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
exactly.
There is nothing wrong with having one political view or one view, the way you look at water. You know, you can have clear water and you can have whatever water. That doesn't mean they are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be able to have a conversation and understand the other's point of view.
Exactly.
You might not like it, but you can still coexist with the person.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Regardless.
Absolutely.
And that's why I like our podcast, because I think like 98% of the time we agree with each other.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've ever like not agreed, that, but it might happen at some point. And I love the fact that like we're in an environment with each other where we can like say exactly what we think and feel. And have our opinions and still hug each other before we leave.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly.
How it should be.
It's how it should be. That's how exactly it should be, honestly. So
totally. Yeah. And we need
all are welcome.
We need unison.
Mm-hmm. We do.
In all the countries, not only in America, the countries, because this is happening everywhere.
It's happening everywhere.
You think that it's just here? No, it's everywhere. Look at every country's news. Look everywhere. It's exactly the same thing, just on either bigger or smaller scale.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
We just have to be together.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think that's like a nice way to end the podcast, right? On this note of unification.
Yes.
Yeah. All
right. Unless there's anything else you guys want to say.
No, I think that's a great way. Great way to end the podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening, watching, and hope we'll see you in the next time. Please don't forget to talk to us. Don't forget to, you can even email us. You can tell us a topic you want us to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to have the connection with you guys as well. So please comment, share. Like, we are in all social medias, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, anything. We have a YouTube.
Same subscribe.
Same thing with all the podcast platforms.
Yes.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Pocket Cast, everything. We have it.
We have it. Literally, we have it. So check the website.
Check the website.
Give us feedback. Give us feedback. Anything that you want to hear, anything interesting, want to share with us, we'll be happy to discuss it.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Peace.
Thanks for listening, guys and gals. This was Nobody You Know. Literally. Remember to hit like and subscribe and leave us a comment. Have a question for the guys or a topic you'd love them to discuss? Get in touch. You can find us on all socials at @nobodyyouknow_podcast. See you next time.